Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hot urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
We're back. We are back. 2014 is in the his house, and yes, this is February 27th. Got to send a special shout out to one of my dearest girlfriends, Christina, who is celebrating her birthday, and she is something young today. We're going to say young old, young years, young age. Anyway, she's my daughter's godmother, and she is celebrating her outstanding birthday. It truly is a blessing to see another year, and so I'm just excited because this is going to be an awesome year. So much to talk about. Want to chop it up with you real quick over these next 15 minutes and counting. You know, it is an honor to just have this time because 2014 is a really, really special year for me. And, you know, my listeners, I want to tell you that I have been at it now since August 2007. This will be my 7 year this August, 7 year anniversary hosting Brown Sugar Radio. So you know I'm truly excited. Had to change it up a bit. I decided I wanted to give y'all a new flavor when it came to the intro. I know the other one I have been playing for quite some time. And so my goal is to bring you a new part of Brown Sugar. And so that's what I'm doing today. And so I wanted to just kind of, you know, experiment a little bit. And I'm always talking about empowering others and, you know, reaching to be your best, just positive energy. That's what we want. Inhale, exhale, let it all out. Anything that's stressing you, I want you to exhale it right now. Come on. Blow it on out. Negative energy, come on, blow it on out. We don't need it. We don't need it now. We're going to inhale positivity. Inhale greatness. Inhale what you want to be. Come on, we're going to do it. We're going to do it big this year. However, like I said, 2014 is going to be a great year because there's so many phenomenal graduations lined up. My son, first and foremost, I am truly proud of him. He's graduating. I want to give it up from high school, and he's doing it, and so I am so excited. My first child graduating from high school. So, yes, you know, I'm going to act a fool. I'm going to holler and scream and make all kind of noise and embarrass him. Yes, I will do that. And so that's the kind of mom I am. You know, I got to represent, hold it down. So, yes, that will be me. But also, I'm graduating in June as well. And so I'm excited. I just completed my associate's degree, and I'm moving on to my bachelor's. And has it been easy? Into the O. No, it has not been easy. It has been challenging beyond measure. I had a whole lot going on when I started school. And throughout my process of school, it has been a journey. But am I grateful? Absolutely. Will I be glad when I get to the next level? Absolutely, I'll be glad. I'm not doing nothing too big this year. Just like I said, with the exception to my son, we decided we are going to host our graduation party together. But I'm more focused on him. So I'm going to make sure that the colors theme and, you know, most of the focus is on my son. I may have me a little bitty cake to the side or something, but I want it to be all about him. This is his year. And, you know, it's just so fun. We're going to do some pictures. As many of you know, my husband is a photographer, and so he is going to take some photos of us. And I'm really excited about that because we're going to do a photo shoot together. So that's just going to be powerful, beyond measure, to have a mother-son and cap and gown together, you know. And I did it because I knew that I wanted my son to have a role model, you know, and he was even telling me, he was like, Mom, this is going to be so neat. Me and you both, walk, you know, graduating together. Now, I graduate on the 7th, and he graduates on the 13th of June. So it's like, wow, you know, I am, you know, I'm paving the way. I'm paving the way. And so I'm just really, really excited, though. I truly am, because it has not been easy. And even for my son, he faced his own set of challenges. And, you know, I just kept encouraging him and kept praying for him. And, you know, it's hard. School isn't like what it used to be when we were growing up. And, you know, I just kept letting him know you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I had to let him know whose child he was. And he better recognize, because God is not a man where he should lie. And, you know, God gives us what we deserve. And his word says that you have not because you ask not. So if those of you who are out there struggling today, and if you feel that you just can't make it, just know, be encouraged, because you can do anything you put your mind to. I'm a living witness. Amen. On a sadder note, though, I want to also acknowledge a young lady that I knew of, and she was a real estate agent out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and my heart was just hurting so bad when I found this out. She just recently she was on her way to church, and what ended up happening was that she was on her way home from church, excuse me, and a young teenage, this is why I have mixed emotions about teenage driving. Not saying that all teenagers, you know, would have been in this type of situation. I believe we do have responsible teenagers. I do. I just feel that, you know, maybe for some teenagers, they might need to have a parent assist them with driving, but nevertheless, this could have happened, rather it was a teenager or an adult. Okay, let me just put that out there. But it was a young teenage, he was 17 years old. He ran a red light, and he ended up hitting and killing the mother. And it was just extremely sad. She was going through the light, the intersection, probably didn't see it coming, and here he is. And based upon what witnesses have reported, they stated that the teen was going at extremely high amounts of speed. So I don't know. It's really sad. I think that, you know, what really gets to me is the fact that she not only was, she had, you know, her teenagers with her, but he's getting ready to graduate this year also. And just as a mother, I know that that is a desire, you know, for many of us to see our children grow up and to see them go to high school and college and get married, you know. And here it is, February. Who would have thought only, 4 months from her son's graduation that she would not live to see it? So it's just unbelievably sad, you know. And my prayers are definitely with the family, because I know how hard that that's got to be to lose a loved one, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I just really wouldn't. So I don't know. I just feel so sad right now just thinking about it. Wanted to just put that out there, though, in regards to everything that's taking place, you know, here in the community. And then we also, too, want to send our prayers to the 12-year-old girl, bless her heart, that lost her life. She went on her first date, and she lost her life. Her father had picked her up from the movie theaters, and I guess he was apparently under the influence, did not realize that when he had dropped his daughter off from the date, that he somehow had reversed into her, and she got attached to his pickup truck, I believe is how the story allegedly went, and he dragged her you know, quite some ways, and ended up getting her pinned against a tree, and she ended up dying, bless her heart. And so that was really, really sad. And the father said he had no idea that the daughter was attached to the vehicle. And so that's another sad story. But in regards, I want to definitely give you the names of the individuals to pray for. The first one was Nika Getter, and that's the mother of the two teenagers, bless her heart, that died on February 9th. And then we have Shamika Harris, who is 12 years old. And, you know, it's, the investigation is still underway if the father should be responsible or not, because this was like a freak accident, you know. But because he was under the influence, this is where I believe he will be held responsible. But we certainly got to let the authorities do their job. I'm not a judge. I can't, you know, tell whether he will or not. But it's just so, so sad. Anyway, on to some happier news. Babies are on the way. It is baby season, and it seems like it's baby boy season. Seeing Evelyn Lozado's beautiful diapers and diamonds baby shower, it was incredible. And the diamonds and diapers theme was hosted in California, and the mother was showered with all kind of beautiful gifts. People magazine has a glimpse. You can take a sneak peek of the beautiful shower that was held. And many of you know that Evelyn Lozada is engaged to Carl, I want to get his name, Crawford, I believe is the last name. Yeah, let me make sure I say it properly. Yes, but she's engaged, and, you know, he plays baseball. Yes, that's all I know, okay? That's all I know. But the baby shower was hosted by her daughter and then her publicist, Danica Berry, her daughter Shanice Haston, and then friends Teresa Caldwin and, of course, Shawnee O'Neill in the Beverly Wilshire Royal Penthouse. So that's my knee, okay? And the guests were greeted by luxurious displays of jewel trees covered with white orchids, hanging glass balls, and candles to complement the diamond details. Go ahead, Evelyn. I think that's beautiful. And like I said, if you go to People Magazine, you'll get a glimpse. They even had a photo booth. They showed the hors d'oeuvres that they served. It looked like it was a lot of fun. So how exciting. Then also with more baby news, many of you know that Sierra and her fiancé Future are expecting a baby. She does know the baby's gender, but she has not revealed it yet. She wants to kind of keep it on the wraps, and that's fine. This is her first baby. That's something she wants to keep private between her and her family. We'll find out soon enough. But the biggest shock of pregnancies was little Kim. I've never expected little Kim to have babies. I don't know. I guess just because of the hardcore persona she has built over the years, you know, as being one of female's toughest MCs, I just didn't envision that. That's like Queen Latifah saying she's pregnant, you know, or MC Light. I don't see that. You know, they have this roughneck, you know, hardcore, like this image that's feisty and is fierce on the mic. I shouldn't say roughneck, but just that fierce, you know, that tough girl, like, you don't want to mess with me. Like Nicki Minaj, if Nicki Minaj gets pregnant, she also has that pit bull image, you know, like, just gangster, I don't know. But I just feel that, maybe I said roughneck, MC Light, you know, it all went together. Please don't take that offensively, ladies. I don't mean it as in a negative manner. What I'm stating is that I just felt I did not see her having a baby. If Foxy Brown get pregnant, that's going to be a shock to me. But I don't know. What is it with female rappers? They just have a little rougher image. You know, Beyonce get pregnant, Ciara get pregnant. We're like, aw. Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown get pregnant, Eve. We're like, huh? You know, they just seem hardcore. But anyway, congratulations. Little Kim did not reveal who the father of her baby is simply because she is not ready yet. She says she wants to keep that on the DL. So, hey, it is what it is. It looks like we have a caller on the line here. I don't know if you're calling to speak or not, or if you're just calling to listen in, but you're welcome to chime in on this. Hello, we have a caller on the line. Were you calling just to listen, or did you have a caller?
Nigger, nigger, tell them lies.
Hello, hello. Oh, gosh. People are so childish. Grow up. All right. So, anyway, yeah, that's the funniest thing to me. I think that, you know, it's like, what? Little Kim pregnant? Yeah, so she shocked everybody when she came out and had her pregnancy. So anyway, but yeah, so that's it. I guess that's pretty much the end of my little 15 minutes right here. Just wanted to kind of get it on out. Anybody else that has any questions, you can certainly direct them there in my chat room. But it looks like we're out of time. And so I'll be back next week, and we'll be back with some more exciting things. Just awesome. You know, this is going to be a great year of great things that's going to happen. So I definitely want to make sure that, you know, we continue to focus on positivity, you know, energy. Remember, exhale negativity, inhale positivity. Make your life meaningful. Make it something that stands out. Make it something that you know you have a purpose behind. And that's what this is all about at the end of the day. So anyway, I just wanted to just touch base, connect with my loyal listeners, and let you know I'm still here and I'll be back in action. And I'll see you again soon, all right? So thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.